Shup, 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 shup. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Me look, me look, love me.
Conta me look, love me.
Taki, taki, sotaki, destaque, taki, xin.
Taki, sotaki, destaque, taki, xin.
Tiki, boutique, ki, tiki, tigamu.
Tiki, boutique, ki, tiki, tigamu.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lavinia, Dane, Zaina and Jules with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Redlands City Council has become the first local government in southeast Queensland to report a stabilisation in koala numbers, with independent analysis by both the University of the Sunshine Coast and Griffith University showing no evidence of population decline since 2018. Although Mayor Jos Mitchell described koalas as remaining vulnerable, she said, quote, "The Council's investment and strategic partnerships, along with the work being undertaken by our committed community in Council's Koala Conservation Program initiatives, such as Redland Coast Koala Watch and Koala Safe Neighbourhood, have played a pivotal role," end quote. These recent findings set a positive precedent for the future of koala conservation in southeast Queensland and highlight how our local community can play a key part in supporting local wildlife biodiversity. Furthermore, Brisbane cyclists are celebrating strong local support for new separated bikeways, including those along Milton Road, Croydon Street and Sylvan Road, which means safer riding and more vibrant neighbourhood streets for people of all ages. Quote, "Bicycle Queensland is pleased the Sylvan Road bikeway is a bit closer to reality. It's this road that is long been the unsafe missing link between the Western Freeway Bikeway and the Bicentennial Bikeway, putting thousands of cyclists at risk every week," end quote. Said Bicycle Queensland CEO Professor Matt Burke. Brisbane City Council is promising to now produce concept designs in the coming months, with early work construction set for the middle of 2026. By 2028, the full bikeway should be open. Have fun, cyclists.
In national news, a First Nations Transport Department employee has accused her supervisor of sexual harassment and racial discrimination, leading to the matter being sent to the federal court. The supervisor, who is accused of creating an environment that is hostile on the grounds of sex, allegedly asked the woman if she is planning to eat ants at an Aboriginal cultural awareness training session in a sarcastic way. The matter was initially addressed by an internal department investigation, which found the claim to be unsubstantiated. The supervisor denied the sarcasm in his tone of voice and said, stating that he earnestly said, "You need to try ants," in reference to his own experience trying them at a previous cultural awareness session.
Police have blocked the path of protesters marching against Aboriginal deaths in custody at Hyde Park in Sydney over the weekend. A rally marking 10 years since the death in prison of Dong Hooty man David Dongay Jr. was told to disperse after a police superintendent told rally organiser and Dongay's nephew, Paul Silver, that, quote, "Today is not the day." Dozens of police assembled at Hyde Park's exits and blocked the path. Silver conceded and asked the crowd to leave, saying, quote, "I don't want anyone being brutalized, and unfortunately these laws will allow that. Please just disperse. I don't want anyone ending up the next statistic," end quote. Following the Bondi terror attack, New South Wales passed controversial new legislation giving the state's police commissioner the power to restrict protesters for up to 3 months following a terror incident. Organisers for the Hyde Park protest requested an exemption for the anniversary of Dongay's death, but it was denied. While dispersing, protesters pledged to return, chanting, "We'll be back and see you on Invasion Day." Police said they are negotiating with organisers over the rallies planned on January 26.
In international news, an Oxfam international report has revealed that in 2025, the world saw a record of over 3,000 billionaires created, with a collective wealth of $18.3 trillion, while global efforts struggled in the fight against poverty and hunger. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The past 12 months have seen youth-led protests and uprising against the upper class across countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. However, these protests have been largely ignored and harshly put down by government, says Max Lawson, a co-writer of the report. He also continues to say, quote, "Governments worldwide are making the wrong choice, choosing to defend wealth, not freedom, choosing the rule of the rich. choosing to repress their people's anger at how life is becoming unaffordable and unbearable, rather than redistributing wealth from the richest to the rest, end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is lightly rainy. It's currently 24 degrees, an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, there's always further.